This is a piano piece by Robert Schumann titled Träumerei, or Dreaming, from the Suite Kinderszenen, or Scenes of Childhood, a favorite of Vladimir Horowitz, who performs here. Author Eric Welling has asked, how can we personally relate to this piano composition titled Träumerei? There are, of course, many approaches, he says. We might explore the connections between Schumann, the composer, and his life. Many close relations between his music and his life are clear. We can parallel this with questions of how music relates to our own life. We can inquire about what makes this composition great and how Schumann and we might comparatively relate to this piece. But most interesting of all is the theory that Kinderszenen is not a suite, but rather a theme with variations. Träumerei, then, would not necessarily be a composition among others, but also subtly related to the other pieces. The events in our own dreaming states, the events we experience each night or daydreaming, do relate, as we know, to many other events in our experience. And sometimes music can tap into those dreams, those experiences. And, of course, when we spend time with composers, we can open our own imagination to images that may come or not. When we attend the upcoming concerts by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Chamber Music Society, we may or may not experience a train theme as we delight in string quartets by Borodin and Dvorak. And there's so much more to explore as the group performs in Williamsport and in Wilkes-Barre and in Whitehaven. The program is titled Dedications, and the co-founders and co-artistic directors are our guests today, and they have brought their violin, John Vida, and Amy Iwazumi, her viola, to play for us and to talk with us about what's in store.
The Northeastern Pennsylvania Chamber Music Society, we are a 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and our mission is simply to foster the growth of chamber music in the Northeastern Pennsylvania region.
And you each live and work here, but you have studied elsewhere, lived elsewhere, played elsewhere, so you have a network of friends and colleagues whom you invite to join you in making this music.
That's right. We've obviously had life before Northeastern PA.
Although my life began in Northeastern PA.
That's right. And we came here and we just wanted to spread the love of chamber music. And chamber music requires 2 to around 11 people. And it's a group effort. So we try to bring in people to make chamber music together.
And that way we get to hear some of the remarkable playing that's going around in the country. And you also have an interesting approach to programming. We talked about the sextets programming and how that's different from doing a trio program or all string quartets. So what's the focus this time around?
Well, since we last saw you and we performed that concert of string sextets, we actually went to Puerto Rico for another music festival, which was a great time, you know, to be in the tropics in the middle of winter. The reason I bring that up is, though, because one of our players, the second violinist, we had met at this festival several years ago. And so she lives in Los Angeles, and she's going to be coming out for this. And her partner lives in Philadelphia currently. However, he just, I don't know if I can say it, actually, but he got a job with
Los
Angeles Philharmonic, so he'll be starting there in the fall. So they're going to be coming to play chamber music with us.
And so what did you decide then?
Well, we actually were discussing program possibilities, and Sophia Kim, our second violinist, brought up these Danish folk songs that were arranged by the Danish String Quartet, and they're very lovely short folk songs that kind of remind you of Irish music a little bit. Some of them are very slow and pensive. Some of them are very dance-like and, you know, peppy. So we actually chose two of maybe a dozen of them. And one is kind of the pensive type, and the other is a very kind of quick dance movement.
So initially, we just wanted to play string quartets, and I wanted to include a piece with piano, and that's why we programmed the Schumann Quintet, which is a piece that I think all of us have probably played. We all know, of course, and we love.
But we never programmed it.
We had never programmed it for whatever reason on our series, so we thought it would be a great time. And the concert we're doing on Saturday the 16th in Williamsport, they have a wonderful, wonderful piano there, and it's a great hall for chamber music, so I'm really excited for Brian to get to play on that.
What makes it one of the ones you want to play, one of the ones that you feel that we need to hear and you need to play?
So I think the Schumann, it's really just inspired music. I mean, he wrote this piece. So 1842 was the big chamber music year for Schumann, when he wrote a set of three string quartets, the piano quartet, the piano quintet, all within that year. And apparently with the quintet, he sketched in about 4 or 5 days. So it was quick, but it was inspired music. And I think that's kind of sums up the piece in general. Each movement is just, it's not particularly long-winded, but, you know, he says a lot in each one of those movements.
Well, we have the good fortune that you are holding your violin, John, and you, Amy, are holding your viola. Are there parts of this Schumann quintet that you could help us get a sense of what you described about the inspired nature, or what you particularly like for you as the first violinist, John? Or Amy, you were doing some wonderful Brahms for us, showing off Brahms' use of the viola last time.
Absolutely. We could play a little bit of the beginning of the Schumann. So this theme, it's a bit kind of angular and jagged, and it reminds me of like bells being tolled. Bum, 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 bum. And it kind of goes back and forth, up and down, up and down. But he brings this back, actually, in the last movement, too, to kind of tie the work together in that cyclical form.
And you were breathing together. That was beautiful. Just in that little bit, you could feel that you were breathing together, as you would need to do or want to do, right? That's really important. And it really is engaging.
Yeah, it's. I think the whole piece is engaging, too. It's, you know, I kind of say this often, you know, when we discuss things, but, you know, I feel like Schumann is, again, one of those compelling pieces that it's hard not to fall in love with it, even on your first hearing.
Would Clara have been the pianist for this? Do you know?
So the first performance, unofficial performance, actually Mendelssohn was at the piano, but Clara did give the first
official
performance of it, yeah. And it was written for her in mind.
Some composers are gifted in being able to write for all the instruments. Others make some awkward calls because they might not play an instrument or not or know how. How about Schumann and all of the strings and, of course, the piano he would write for?
Schumann, of course, was a pianist. And while there is some, I think, inherent awkwardness in some of the string lines, it's pretty well written, I feel, for the violin. I think the viola part, though, is quite exquisite in this piece.
Yes, he does give...
That's a cue, Amy, that's a cue. What, can you share some of that exquisiteness?
Yeah, playing? Second movement, well, he gives the main theme to the viola many times. He starts it in a very somber, quiet manner, and then it comes back kind of in a
blasting,
very furious, yeah, forte or fortissimo.
We should mention that the second movement, it's a funeral march.
Yes. So just the way he manipulates that theme in such different manners is very interesting in that movement.
So that's the main theme for the second movement, and he passes that motif along to, you know, each of the instruments at some point. But then after this very somber beginning, he gets into this dream state. It's some of the most beautiful writing, I think, you know, of any work in the chamber music repertoire, not just Schumann.
This is the first one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Schumann wrote the Rhenish Symphony. We know those big piano pieces, Kreisleriana. Is he equally considered a chamber music composer?
As string players, I mean, yeah, Schumann, the quintet and the piano quartet and the string quartets, for that matter. I mean, they're big pieces, and it's, you know, the Schumann quintet, I think there's for good reason that we've all played it. I mean, I've played violin one, violin two, viola. Not cello and piano, though, you know, multiple times. So for chamber musicians, I mean, Schumann's music is quite well respected.
Why are you excited that Brian will be with you? And what about the piano in relationship to the quartet?
Well, Brian Farrell is a fantastic pianist, and we're so lucky that he's in our area and that he loves playing chamber music just as much as we do. I mean, this is a huge piece for the piano. Like I said, Schumann was a pianist, and he did know how to write, you know, for the piano. I can't speak to the difficulty of it, but from what I've been told, it's not the easiest of pieces.
And he knew Clara could nail it.
Of course, yeah. He's a wonderful pianist.
So you have the Danish folk songs, which is intriguing, and the Schumann. What else?
So also, on the first half, we'll start with the Danish string quartet's arrangements of the folk songs, then follow that with this piece by Webern. So Webern, we associate him, of course, with his music after the time he started studying with Schoenberg and, you know, his 12-tone phase. But this is a very early piece, and it's hyper-romantic. It's completely different than what you normally think of Webern's music. And it's an absolutely beautiful work for string quartet. I guess he wrote this. He was inspired by a time in the mountains when he met a girl who he ended up marrying, and this was around that same time.
Again, how about Webern and writing four strings?
So Webern, I mean, he didn't write too much as far as like solo violin repertoire. There are a couple pieces, but he did write, you know, a number of pieces for strings. I haven't honestly played too much of his music. I know Amy has done the four pieces, but this is the first time I'm going to be playing string quartet.
You've played the four pieces as mm-hmm. well as...
Have you played four pieces?
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought of Webern as... the four pieces for violin, they're very short, and each one literally just kind of goes, you know, and then it's just kind of this ephemeral thought that
and then
just,
it's over.
And it's over. And then I came across this Langsamersatz, and it's completely different. It was before he had gone in that direction of 12-tone and minimalist.
Right. And I mean, even Schoenberg, too, his early stuff, I'm thinking his Nocturne for strings, harp, and solo violin is absolutely beautiful, romantic piece.
Are there parts of the Webern that you could give a little showcase so that we believe you when you say it's not scary?
We'll play the opening melody. Again, it's beautiful music. Once you have the second violin and the cello to fill out those harmonies, it's, yeah.
What about the Danish pieces that you could bring to light? It does sound dance-like. It feels dance-like. And folk-like, too. The wonderful part always is that you're doing it in our presence. I'm sitting here close to you, and I hear the resonance, and I can see your faces. And there's nothing like that. We can have the best recording in the world, and there's nothing like being in the same space with you playing live in the moment.
And that's the great thing about chamber music and live in-person concerts. You can't replace that with anything.
And so you have a bit of time when they come to rehearse, or do they come and you have to really hit the ground running?
We have no time at all, actually. We have to put this concert together pretty quickly. So we will start Thursday all day, Friday, and then it's our first performance. So we have performances Friday evening at the First Presbyterian Church in Wilkes-Barre at 7 o'clock, Saturday evening at the Tracte Center at Lycoming College in Williamsport, again at 7 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at the Whitehaven Community Library.
And the program is slightly different at Whitehaven.
Right. So the Whitehaven, unfortunately, doesn't have a piano. So instead of the Schumann, we're substituting the American String Quartet by Dvorak.
And it's not just what we've talked about up to this point, but you have yet another piece that we'll love.
Right. So the two Danish folk songs and the Webern are relatively short. So also in the first half is going to be the Second String Quartet by Alexander Borden. The whole work is just very lyrical, melodic, especially this piece. I mean, this is by far the more famous of the string quartets.
And while you have your instruments still in hand, share with us something either together or highlight what you like about it, John, and you take a turn, Amy.
First movement, mm-hmm. 4-5.
Couldn't you imagine that being sung?
And coming from a chemist, right? Borden, who wasn't even a professional musician, I guess.
Anything particularly for the viola?
First movement.
The end, yeah.
So you have some really lovely lyrical, even the Webern.
And a common theme that actually we found later after creating the program was the Borodin has kind of a train theme to it, and so does the Dvorak. There's a lot of kind of rhythm.
Maybe not literally, but perhaps Dvorak was inspired by the railroads. I mean, that last movement of the Dvorak American Quartet, bum ba dum bum ba 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 bum ba da bum ba ba ba, just sounds like a choo-choo train.
Well, do you do it?
Oh.
John Vida, violin, Amy Iwa, Zumi, viola, co-founders of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Chamber Music Society, playing with us in the WVIA studios. We recorded the performance and shared it with you this afternoon so that you would get a sense of the pieces that will be featured on three concerts this weekend. The Northeastern Pennsylvania Chamber Music Society will be hosting their friends, Sophia Kim, violin, and Zachary Moitz, cello, Brian Farrell, piano. And the first concert is Friday evening, this Friday evening, March 15th at 7 at the First Presbyterian Church in Wilkes-Barre, 97 South Franklin Street. And then on Saturday, March 16th at 7, they will perform in Williamsport at Lycoming College in the Tracte Music Center of the Mary Lindsay Welsh Honors Hall, and that's on East 4th Street. Again, those two concerts are at 7, Friday in Wilkes-Barre, Saturday in Williamsport. And then they will travel to Whitehaven for a performance. Whitehaven Area Community Library will host the Northeastern Pennsylvania Chamber Music Society on Towanda Street, and the program will feature everything, the Danish traditional folk tunes, the Anton Webern, the Borodin, and the fact is that there is no piano at the library, so they will bring to us instead the American String Quartet by Dvorak. NEPACMS.org, NEPACMS.org, and they'll have all the information you need about any of those concerts and about what's next for NEPACMS, as they call themselves. And so you can see them and hear them Friday, March 15th at 7 at the First Presbyterian Church of Wilkes-Barre on South Franklin Street, Saturday, March 16th at 7 at Lycoming College in the Tracting Music Center on East 4th Street, and then on Sunday at the Whitehaven Area Community Library on Towanda Street, and that's at 3 in the afternoon. NEPACMS.org.